Here's something that's interesting about these two verses that we just read, okay? Because he's weeping, and then the elder comes to him and he says, you know, weep not, he saith, because the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, you know, he can open up the book. He says the lion of the tribe of Judah. But yet when John looks in the midst, does he see a lion? No, what does he see? He sees the lamb. Why is that? Well, I believe this basically symbolically just pictures God's perfect nature. Because he's a lion to those who he's going to execute justice upon. But he's a lamb to us. Because he's the Lamb of God who should take away the sins of the world. You know, this is a beautiful picture of Jesus Christ. Because you think of Revelation chapter 6, while everyone was like, ah! We're just like, you know, seeing it through two different lenses here. For him, for us, it's like, you know, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. You know, my head's flying off that guillotine and it's just coming right back and rejoicing because I'm about to get raptured. My Savior is coming. Whereas, what are they doing in Revelation chapter? They're just wailing. They're scared. They know that the lion, that the tribe of Judah, is going to come and destroy them. Well, hold on a second. He's just a lamb, though. He's just so meek and... Yeah, to us, he's our Redeemer. He's the one who forgave us. He's the one who paid for our sins. He's our Savior. He's our God. He's the lamb. But to them, he's like a lion. Now look, when we preach both. You see, we preach the lamb when we're out there, right? Preaching the gospel, but we preach the lion when we're in here. We preach the lamb when we go out there and preach the gospel and see people saved and tell them, hey, behold the Lamb of God that should take away the sins of the world. He paid for your sins. But you know what? When we're expounding on the word of God, we often talk about him being a lion. Because he's both. We have to have a balanced presentation, portrayal of Jesus Christ. He's both. So they say, look, the lion, and when he looks, he sees the lamb because he's seen him through the lens of his salvation.